This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, January 15th. Republicans in Iowa, willing to brave the cold, are set to kick off the 2024 presidential nominating process tonight. This is set to be the coldest Iowa caucuses on record. And as CNN's Casey Hunt tells us from Des Moines, that's forcing candidates to change their strategy to get people to come out.
Especially for the Trump team. If you go out to like Western Iowa, a lot of the roads are gravel. Those gravel roads are not plowed yet. I mean, one thing I keep hearing is this question about, okay, Nikki Haley's supporters might not be as enthusiastic according to these recent polls, but a lot of them live in suburbs. The roads are plowed. A lot of them drive large SUVs. Those are cars that can get them around more safely. So that may have an impact as well.
Even then, the campaigns worry there's a lot of motivation for people to stay home, as forecasts show the dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. And most of the US is feeling the cold, with about 79% of the population set to see below freezing temperatures. Life-threatening wind chills, similar to the ones in Iowa, are forecast for 100 million people. CNN's Allison Chinchar has more.
Hey Joe, by Tuesday, temperatures in the teens will settle in for some southern cities such as Atlanta, Montgomery, and Shreveport, Louisiana. For a few southern cities such as Memphis, Dallas, and Nashville, those temperatures are expected to remain below freezing for at least 72 consecutive hours.
The U.S. military says it shot down a missile fired by Houthi militants in Yemen towards a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea. No injuries or damage were reported. It comes after strikes by the US and UK against Houthi targets in Yemen last week, which was a significant escalation in their response to the Red Sea attacks that started in reaction to the Israel-Hamas war. Now the world is watching to see if the conflict will expand further through the Middle East. This weekend marked 100 days since Hamas launched its brutal terror attack on Israel and kicked off the war, and the people of Gaza have had hardly any rest from strikes since. Guatemala's new president was finally sworn in this morning after being delayed by the opposition-controlled Congress for more than 9 hours. The holdup came as Congress debated admitting some incoming lawmakers who needed to be sworn in before the new president could be. Since Bernardo Arevalo's landslide victory last summer, members of Congress and Guatemala's public ministry have been accused of attempting to disqualify the results and block him from taking office. That triggered widespread international condemnation and led the US to impose visa restrictions on more than 100 members of Guatemala's Congress. Coming up, another stark warning about artificial intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Up to 40% of jobs around the world could be affected by AI. That's the warning from the chief of the International Monetary Fund, who says some roles could disappear completely. She's raising concern that AI will deepen inequality and called for governments to create social safety nets as well as offering retraining programs to counter the impact of the technology. The comments came ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos, where AI will be high on the agenda. That's all for now, but I have some quick news about five things. We've changed the times we publish episodes. From today, our weekday updates will be dropping at 6 and 9 a.m. Eastern, as well as 12, 3 and 6 p.m. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.